Good morning, good happy Tuesday morning, everybody. This is the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Call. My name is Lori Clark, and I am so blessed and grateful to be able to share Tuesday mornings, especially February 22nd. We are heading into the third week of February, and if you live in a northern climate like I do, that means that there is the other end of winter because the days are getting longer, the sun is getting brighter, the sky is getting bluer. And if you're living in a place like Kevin Steele down in Phoenix in Arizona, it's still the best time of the year because you get the heat and the sun, but it's not quite too much heat or too much sun yet. So today's call is talking about week 5 of your 90-day game plan. And the coolest thing about our 90-day game plan and what week 5 really means is that we're doing a do-over. So we get to start fresh, and this is like New Year's Day all over again. It's like September 1st all over again. It's like coming out of New Year's kickoff and committing to the 90-day game plan all over again. And this is what I love about the network marketing profession. I mean, I'm coming from a teaching background. So as a high school teacher, we would know that in August we would go to work, preparing lesson plans, doing any course upgrades, meeting with our curriculum advisors and our department heads and our principals to make sure that all our lesson plans are ready. But we knew that we had a whole year from September right through until the end of June of a commitment to a long-term plan where we were charged with developing the character of students through the curriculum that we were delivering. It was a long haul. And the January through to the March break, with not too many breaks, is the longest stretch as a teacher. Coming into network marketing, what I love is that every day is a new beginning, every day is a do-over, every day you get to make up your reality, and every day you get to decide who you want to help every single day. And as we get into, you know, a commitment of a 90-day game plan, which is how our world is structured, like think of the seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall. They happen every 90 days. So when the company, when Isagenix, and most corporate America, most corporations, even the education system, most things are structured around a 90-day framework. We have to break it down into three 30-day blocks of time because the human mind doesn't really do much past 30 days besides go pfft and kind of crap out a little bit. We need to refresh ourselves, and we need to reignite ourselves, and we need to reengage ourselves. So we often talk on our call, on our Health, Wealth, Freedom call, about every day, you know, I've got a sticky note, and Susan Sly was the one who told me about this. It's brilliant. Most of what Susan says is brilliant. It is a sticky note smack in the middle of where I look out my window in front of my desk, and it says, would I recruit myself today? So every day I re-enroll myself in this amazing opportunity. Every day I get excited about the gift that I have to give. Every day I pour our products into my body to remind me of this beautiful light that has happened inside of me that I can give to others. And every week I commit to getting onto a call like this, which is an event. The Monday night team success call is an event. There's Zoom calls that are opportunity meetings 2, 3, 4 times a week. You can go online or you can go in person. And then every month, I commit to going to a full-day immersion. And, of course, every quarter, every 90 days, an event where I pack up my bags and I get out of Dodge. I get out of town. I get out of my environment, and I commit to becoming the student, to reignite, to reawaken, to recommit to me, first of all. Connecting back to myself is what we do. And then we're able to connect with others. So this is day 2 of week 5. But what I really want you to think about is that this is day 2 of the beginning of what are you going to do this month? Because the month is not the month of February. The month is what are you going to do for the next 30 days? So what are you going to do for you? I mean, a lot of people have had a really hard time in the northern climates with winter this year. There's been a lot of snow. There's been a lot of gray days. There's been a lot of sickness, and sickness that lasts a really long time. It's just been a rough winter for a lot of people. So mentally, there's a lot of people that are really beaten down. Are you one of those people? Or are there people on your team, in your family of Isagenics Associates, who've had a rough go of winter? You know, this is the week to pick up the phone, and that customer care call is about pouring love and light back into people that have had a rough go of the last 6 weeks of winter. You know, remember, coming out of Christmas, what happens? Out of December, people generally have weight to lose. And if they got sick or there's people in their family that got sick, then they probably distracted away from focusing on themselves, and that weight is still hanging on. Their belts are still too tight. Their energy is low because they were caring for people who weren't well, which takes a toll on them because they're still trying to do life. You know, we are human doings to pay our bills. The human beingness is how we rejuvenate ourselves, how we care and nurture for ourselves. And so when you think about what you're going to do, how much of a product of the product are you being right now? Are you really honoring yourselves? Are you really honoring the need for your body to have that base foundation that Isagenics offers so easily? And are you picking up the phone this week and calling your associates, your customers, and just getting back in touch? Hey, how's it going? You know, I know that I've been talking to a lot of people, and, you know, January and February between sickness and, you know, lousy weather and the credit card bills coming due at the end of January, they're having a hard time. And I decided I wanted to reach out and just connect and see, you know, how you are, where you're at. And because you've said yes to Isagenics and you're blessed with an Isagenics account, which I know you love, I wanted to see how I could support you in setting some goals for the next 30 days because we're heading into the end of winter, the beginning of spring, and people are going to want to move around a little bit. So how can I be of service to you? And that's what this week is all about. So the first question you have to ask yourself, you know, write this down. Number one is, how can I be of service to me today and this week? That's your number one job. Am I pouring enough Isagenics into my body to give it what it needs to repair, to keep my immune system strong, to keep my brain happy? Because remember, I'm going to flip over to the science right now because I get so juiced up about the science of Isagenics. I'm so excited to hear Dr. Paul Arciero again at Red White because I heard him with the scientific studies that he has produced down at New Year's kickoff in San Antonio. But here's the thing. We have food like Ionic Supreme. It's a tonic. It's B vitamins, but it's adaptogens. The water that Ionics is mixed with, that's formulated, John Anderson sourced from, I can't remember the place in the U.S., but it's water that has the highest mineral content, like, in the world. I mean, he was so fussy about it. And that's the thing about our products that we don't know about, and people don't really need to know. But I'm telling you, the reason when you pour Isagenics into your body and it calms you down and you just feel like you again, and it lights up your brain, is because of the massive amount of minerals as well as B vitamins that are inside that beautiful product. When you put the energy shot, the E-plus energy shot in your body, the adaptogenic herbs and botanicals and the herba mate are what light up your brain. And when your brain is lit up, it gives you this lift of happiness. It's like, when we're born happy. When we're born, we are born complete, beautiful, perfect souls of love. We are love. Isagenics is liquid love. As we get older, for some bizarre reason that I have yet to figure out, but I continue to rebel against, we forget about the love and total acceptance and fun factor of what being a kid is about. Maybe it's the responsibilities of our doing this life. But if we can remember that Isagenics gives us permission to play. Because when we pour enough Isagenics in our body, we get lit up. And when we get lit up, our body feels good, our brain feels good, our smile grows. And when we're happy, what do we want to do? We want to laugh, we want to live, we want to love, we want to play. So that's what this week is about. Connect first back to yourself so that you feel good, that you're laughing your way through the day, that you're smiling your way through the day. And if your landscape of your life is not spectacularly sunny right now, one of the best things I know to lift yourself up and out of it and kind of teletransport into where you really want to be while you're dealing with the muckiness of what your day-to-day reality is to pick a song, pick some music, or pick a reading or a poem or an affirmation that speaks to your soul. For me, it's music. That's what gets me going. When things are going sideways, when life is dark, when I can't see the forest for the trees, I will pull myself up and out, A, by pouring more isogenics into my body. Usually it's e-shots because they calm me down and smile me up more than anything else I've ever experienced in my life. And music. Music is what makes my soul dance. But for you, what is it? What is it that allows you to get your groove back, to transport out of the space you're in? And this is what you want to share this week when you reconnect with your associates who've said yes to isogenics. Maybe they're not putting a full order in. Maybe they haven't ordered in a while. Maybe they're inactive. Maybe they have a terminated account. Your job this week is to pick a minimum of 10 of those people, pick up the phone, and call them up and have that conversation and find out where they're at. You know, and people often say, well, I don't want to push people into ordering 100 BV on their auto ship. Like, that's just pushy. You know what that is, 100 BV? It's breakfast. It's like, could you eat breakfast on isogenics every month? Because when you foundation your health by starting your day out with a bang, it makes such a difference. For your average customer who shops at our grocery store, that's what 100 BV represents. 125 BV, which is what I always invite all my associates to get into because you're in the Isobody Challenge. If you sign up with me, you sign up, you get your box at the door, and in your back office, you get your Healthy Mind and Body and your Isobody Challenge program. Because it's all there, it's available, and it's going to set you up for success. So what does that mean? It means your auto ship's 125 BV. You know what 125 BV is every month? It's still breakfast on isogenics. The only difference is you're adding in an e-shot and a greens scoop into your shake every morning. That's it. It's so easy. It's just breakfast. For people that don't even want to cleanse more than once every season, because there are some people who cleanse twice a month. A lot of people cleanse every Monday. Some people cleanse only once every month, once every 2 months, once every quarter. You know, I wouldn't say go longer. Personally, my personal belief is you want to be cleansing at least once a month. I mean, that's just to handle the day-to-day toxins of stress and living. You know, that's a back-to-back cleanse day every month at a minimum. So, you know, you've got to figure out what's best for you, but your job is to connect this week to your associates and find out where they're at. Find out if life went sideways. If it did, how can you help them get back onto their track? Which means getting back in touch with them. It's that connection piece again. You've got to connect back to them. So maybe you haven't talked to somebody for a while. And I've gone through this. I started this last week, picking up the phone and calling people that were in my isogenics team. And I've been sharing for 6 years, over 6 years. So I have a lot of people that are in my back office whose accounts aren't active, who've joined, their account may be terminated. I still have their contact information. And I reached out to a number of them and said, you know, I love following you on Facebook because I do follow people on Facebook. I'll like and comment. And I said, I love that you're, I'll pick a friend who's now retired and living in Florida. I love seeing how, you know, you're enjoying the fresh air and the activity all winter long in Florida. You know, I noticed that you haven't really been active with your isogenics account lately. And even though you're Canadian, when you're wintering in Florida, you can still be ordering down into Florida and have everything delivered directly to your door. Now that you're more active, you're social, you're outside, I'd love to have a conversation and catch up and get you back up to speed on all the ways this can now fit into your retirement lifestyle. Because the last time you looked at isogenics, it was in your working days, and you came into it to lose some weight because you had a desk job. That's the reconnection. So you want to make sure that you find that common ground with somebody, find out where they're at, you know, affirm something about their, you know, whatever you guys have in common that connected you first. Maybe it was family or friendship Maybe it was a work colleague. Like, what's that relationship connection? Maybe it was through your job, your occupation, that you had that common ground. You know, maybe it was through your activities, your recreation. Maybe you guys were hockey parents sitting at the rink or dance parents sitting in the dance studio. Whatever it was that attracted you and that person, your associate now, to have a communication together, to build a connection, to build a relationship, to invite them to take a look at Isagenix, and they said yes then, you've got to go back to that connection piece first and reconnect. Reconnect the telephone line. Reconnect the connection between you guys. And remember, when people say yes, what do they say yes to? They say yes to your passion. They say yes to your belief. They say yes to the life energy, the light that is inside of you. When people are being introduced to Isagenix, they don't know what Isagenix is. It's only all they know is what you tell them. And it's not really what you tell them, because people don't listen to what you say so much as they feel energetically how you show up. So, you know, when we talk about being a product of the product, you know what that really means? It means, are you walking out the door or picking up the phone if you're on a phone call or getting on a Zoom call or a Skype call lit up? Because when you pour Isagenix into your body, you get lit up. You get to be you again. You get back to being who you authentically are. And all of us, glorious human beings on this earth plane, through this life, every single one of us, all of humanity, is meant to be happy, is meant to live from our heart space, is meant to go through life with the sole purpose of learning to love ourselves so that we can give love and receive love from others. That's it. That's it. The stuff, the physical things that we accumulate, that's just current social society. And it does make life more convenient. Do I love that I can afford to have a car? Absolutely. Do I love that what I do, my mission, my purpose, my ministry right now is sharing Isagenix full time, and it affords me an income that allows me to live comfortably for myself and my family? Absolutely. There is not a day go by I am not beyond grateful for that. But what does that do, living comfortably? Well, it allows me to fall in love with myself every single day. It allows me to love on all of humanity every single day. And that was so cool about this opportunity. When you reconnect with people, what do? We are question askers and we are story collectors. So how full is your satchel of collected stories? And that's what you're doing this next month, this next 30 days. So the first 30 days, you know, and it doesn't matter where you started in that last 30 days we just went through, you know, the job was make a list of 40 names. Just rewrite 40 names off of any list you've ever had. And if you're brand new, it's great to pick the top 40 people that come to mind straight away off your phone or your text or, you know, your email list. And reach out. Reach out and connect. Because it takes on average 7 to 10 connections with somebody before they generally say yes to Isagenix. And sometimes those connections all happen in a 24-hour period because they're ready and you show up at the right time, and it's amazing. But sometimes those 7 to 10 connections become 70 to 100 connections, and they take years. And it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter to you or me how long it takes somebody to get ready. That's their business. Our job is to connect, to keep reaching out. And that's why coming into this next 30 days, you're focusing on anybody in that list of 40 names that you had last month. You're staying connected. If they're not yet associates enrolled in your organization, you're continuing to build a relationship with them this month. You're talking to them. You're staying connected. You're reaching out. However you do that, whether it's on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, phone calls, Zoom, in-person meetings, whatever methods and means you use to connect, you are going to stay connected. And so that group of people carries over into this month. But this month as well, you're going back into that list of all of your associates. Now, if you're like me, or you're like Kevin, or Carolyn, or Maura, where we've been sharing Isagenics for a number of years, we have a pretty good list of people that we've talked to and enrolled over the years. Many of them have let go of their account because they forgot the value. Like, we all still have to eat, but for a lot of people, building the muscle of knowing that good things in my body are things I want to do forever, you know, it takes a while for some people to get it. So we need that customer care call all the time, the customer care call, so that you do continue to have customers that started, I have customers that started with me when I first began 6 years ago, and they're still happy customers. Why? Because they stay in touch with them all the time. Just because they started 6 years ago doesn't mean I'm not going to stay in touch with them all the time, all the time, all the time. And that's what you want to do as well. Now, if you're on the call and you're listening and you're like, okay, well, I'm just getting started here, Lori, and I just opted in because I went to New Year's kickoff where I watched the live stream, or I have this amazing mentor, Susan Sly, who talked about, you know, being able to learn how to share this beautiful gift because I've had such a ridiculously awesome transformation and I feel so good. But I haven't enrolled anybody yet, or I've only enrolled 2 people. So what am I doing this week on this 90-day game plan? What you're doing is you're going back into your original list. You're going back into that list of names, and you're starting to build relationships. So we have what's called a funnel or a pipeline. And, you know, one of the things I always love teaching, and as a teacher, I talk a lot. Actually, I talk too much. You guys already know that. So one of the things that we get to do is we get paid to talk. But really what we get paid to do is this. We get paid to love on people. We get paid to cheer on people. We get paid to pour belief into people who've forgotten to believe in themselves. We get paid to dream, weave for people who've gotten caught in the rat race of life and forgotten how to dream. That's what we do. So it doesn't matter whether you're brand new, whether you've enrolled 1 or 100 or 1,000, it's still the same thing. Connection. Our job. We get paid money for doing this. And don't get me wrong, the money's gorgeous and it's beautiful. And I cannot believe that we are rewarded so abundantly for what we do. But really, what the real paycheck is to get yourself in that state, that being a product of the product, so you feel such light inside you that you go out and you pour love and joy and possibility and dream weaving onto as many people as you can. Because we know, you guys know, when you go out and walk around the shopping mall, you go out and walk around the schoolyard, you go to the hockey rinks, and you just watch humanity, especially at this time of year, if you live anywhere where we have seasons that include winter with snow and cold, people are dragging. Their shoulders are slumped. They're heavy. They're slumpy. There's not a lot of light and smile in their countenance, in their energy field. But you are that. And that's what connecting is all about. It's just shining your light. It's like turning your light switch on so they can see the light. They're like, oh, how'd you turn that light switch on? Because I forgot how to turn mine on. That's what you're connecting about. The vehicle that turns your light switch on, that's going to allow them to turn their light switch on, that's our Isagenics grocery store. That's our food. That's our cleansing. That's our shaking. That's our vitamins. Oh, my goodness, our essential vitamins with Isagenesis, that alone will turn your light on. Same as an E-Shot, Ionics. If you think of all the amazing lights that we have, thanks to John Anderson, his brilliance, and then Jim and Kathy Cooper for having the ability to move it all into distribution and availability for us. What a gift. I don't get lit up like this when I go to my Costco grocery store. But, man, when my box arrives, do I get excited. Do you guys still get excited when your brown box comes to your door? Like, there's something about, I got mail. You know, it's you got the parcel. You got that gift. You got that light. And that's what you're connecting on this week. So your associates that you're calling back all of these things that excited you at the beginning, that excited them at the beginning, you're going back to their beginning because you want to reignite them. You want to turn their light switch back on and get them excited. And I guarantee, and if you've done this before, you're going to be smiling because you know exactly what I'm saying. When we do this and we pick up the phone and we love on these people, they are so grateful. I can't tell you the number of calls where I hear, you know, Lori, I am so freaking glad you called because I've been meaning to do something about my weight or my energy or my bank account. And, you know, I just got so busy and I'm really glad that you took the time to call because I do need to make this a priority. And this call is allowing me permission to stop and make myself that priority again. So thank you. What do I have to do? Let's get this going. And that, more often than not, is what happens. So that's why I love customer care calls. I love being able to pour love on people because, man, it just comes back tenfold over and over and over. So that's what this week is about, connection, reconnecting. Connect to yourself first, then go out and connect with others and pour some love onto people. We need to bring the light on big time while we finish out this winter. And people are starting to think about their waistlines. We had some nice weather on the weekend. A lot of places in the country had some really good sunshine, some warm temperatures, and the layers are starting to come off. And people are starting to look at the layers that came on to them as their clothing layers come off. So, man, do you have a great conversation to have with people this week. So with that, let's open up the lines. If you have any questions, if you have any great ideas or ways that you've been sharing with your associates, or some feedback, let's hear it. And you may have to star 6 to unmute yourself if you want to step out. Who feels like jumping out?
Hi, Lori, it's Ken. How you doing?
Ken.
Great call today. Especially like the ending sentence you had. As you take off the layers of clothing, well, how many layers have you been putting on yourself underneath? I'm going to start putting that out more often than not. That's a great line.
I love it. Excellent.
Yeah. Thanks. See you this weekend.
Yes. I'm looking so forward to it.
Hey, Lori, it's Maura. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear, Maura.
Yes. Okay, just a quick share. I'm in the car on my way to a meeting, but I love what you were saying. And this morning I actually did what you suggested, was I reached out to someone I haven't heard from in a while just to say I'm concerned about you. I've left a couple of messages. It's been several months. How are you? Just making sure everything's okay. And he wrote back, and he's in the hospital, and he's been sick, and he's had a double lung embolisms and the whole shebang. Like, the guy's in terrible shape, and he really appreciated me reaching out. So you never know.
Oh, my goodness. I love that you did that. And that brings up a really good point, Maura, that when people don't get back to us, it is never, ever about us. And that share, Maura, just proves, again, that, you know, the person didn't get back to you, not because of anything you've done or not done. They didn't get back because there's a lot of life going on with them. So remember, it's never about you.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Maura? Not
Maura.
Yep. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, this is Nanette, and I wanted to say about the light and what you see in other people and what people see in you. And it was funny, I was talking to a friend, and he said, you know, I know you do Isagenics and whatnot. He said, but they're buying Isagenics. He said, but they're actually buying your energy. And he talked about the light and the energy. And it's funny that you mentioned that this morning. And it's true. We have to pump up the light and stuff in other people because, you know, when they don't have enough light or enough energy, then, you know, they don't have the best day that they can have. So thank you for reminding us of that.
Oh, you're welcome. I love that that is common knowledge because it's really what it's all about. Thanks, Nanette.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? All right, you guys, we're a quiet bunch today. That must mean we're thinking about who we're going to connect with. So make your list, have some fun, share the light, turn your light switch on in yourself first, and then go out and, you know, gift your love and your joy and your laughter and the kid inside of you to everybody that you meet today. Have fun. Thank you.